All right, let's get right to the topic of conversation, and that is, in our area, we are opening back up. As we heard, the Sharon Playhouse will be beginning July 4th with some outdoor programming. The Amenia, the Four Brothers Drive-In, has been open for a while now. And once again, if you want to read their COVID rules, PlayEatDrink.com is their website. But what we're going to talk about is a pretty fantastic show which is coming. And we have the producer of that show joining us right now, Melissa Jones. Melissa, good morning, and thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Thank you so much. I love that you got a truck driver. That's pretty awesome.
The first time he was okay. The second time I called back, he said, listen, bud, I told you. I said, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get my job done here. Well, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate that.
So sure.
Now this show, Super U, is going to be at the Four Brothers Drive-In this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 27th and 28th. Let's talk a little bit about the show. Of course, this must be pretty exciting because it was going to open, of course, in New York City, but because of the pandemic, it didn't. So is this like kind of the first of the show?
Yes. We were supposed to open May 27th, so we're exactly a month later, and we'll be doing a concert version, a concert production of the music from the show. And it's exciting. Nobody else has been out there doing it yet. So we're bringing Broadway to Amenia, to the drive-in.
Now this is interesting because you're going to be in the back of pickup trucks.
Yes, that will be our stage. There's five of the women from the show who are Broadway performers. We are to social distance everybody. We have five pickup trucks that Ruggie's has actually letting us use for the performance. We're really excited about that, and they will be socially distanced in their five pickup trucks with some construction lights on the side for lighting. So it's going to be pretty awesome.
All right, and by the way, if people want more information on this, you can go to playeatdrink.com. I'm pretty sure you can get tickets there as well. So let's talk about this show. Now, you're a producer. Are you also in it, or are you just a producer?
I'm just a producer on the show. I'm involved in some other shows on Broadway right now, well, that are obviously we're all in time out, but Come From Away and Jagged Little Pill. And this show, I'm the lead producer on, so I'm very excited about it. But I'm not a performer in the show. We have five of our cast that will be performing, a couple of which have been in shows such as Beautiful, playing Carole King, and LaVon, who was in Chicago and The Color Purple. And Kennedy played Carole King in the national tour of Beautiful, as well as on Broadway, as well as Molly Tynes, who was in Pippin, and Brie Casile, who's been in a lot of productions, and Lourdes Lane, who is the creator of the show. She's a book, music, lyrics writer, as well as arranger for the show. She also is in it, and she's a big indie rock artist who also is a big humanitarian who has spoken at the UN and with Dr. Oz for her global nonprofit as well, which is kind of the mission behind the show of just creating uplift and empowerment. So the mission and the message of the show and the songs that are very anthemic and uplifting are very timely now, and we're excited to be able to bring them up to Amenia and just let people have the opportunity to enjoy this powerful, beautiful music.
We're talking right now this morning with Melissa Jones, producer of the show, which is going to be at Four Brothers Drive-In in Amenia, Super U. It's Super U Night, and it is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 27th and 28th at 8 p.m. Let's talk about the show itself. Is this a show that self-empowers people? Is it lighthearted? Is it does it have a message that really slaps you in the face and all mixed up with entertainment? Explain a little bit about the Super U part of the show.
Sure. The show is about a comic book artist who learns to step into her power and love herself when their superheroine creations come to life. So these all are powerful superhero women who represent different aspects of herself that she doesn't recognize, but of course are all there. And so it's a really uplifting story, something that everyone can recognize in themselves. It's a great story for everybody, and it speaks to adults as well as young adults and children. So it has a broad base of interest for a lot of people. And the Super U aspect also ties into Lourdes Lean's nonprofit, her global nonprofit called the Super U Foundation, where she has worked with children and adults around the world to recognize their inner superhero. And that's part of what we're doing, too. There'll be two superhero movies playing after the concert. And if anyone comes wearing a cape, they're going to get some free giveaways at the show. So it's going to be the whole night is about celebrating our inner superhero and just coming and having fun. So the music is awesome, and it's going to be a total celebration of just uplift and fun. And we're really excited for people to come and just celebrate with us.
So there you go with that this weekend, the 27th, the 28th, the Super U Night at the Four Brothers Drive-In in Armenia. Tickets and more information at playedrink.com. But on top of the show, where you get to see five pretty well-established people who have appeared on Broadway in the back of pickup trucks, socially distanced, performing songs from the show. It should be a lot of fun. But on top of that, there's two movies, superhero movies on top of that. And so if people wear a cape, what happens? They get prizes?
Yeah, they're going to get a couple of giveaways. They're going to get some free ice cream, and they're also going to get a free Super U face mask from us, which are pretty awesome. So they'll get some goodies when they come in and in their superhero cape.
And I would figure that people in the show must be chomping at the bit to perform. That must be one of the hardest things for performers to just be totally shut down and social distance and not be involved with the people that they've been working with. It must be really hard over the past couple of months.
It's been tough, and I have to say, I mean, everybody's been incredible. We even have our director choreographer coming in, and she's done. She was a choreographer of School of Rock on Broadway and Disaster, and she's done works with Andrew Lloyd Webber all of the time. Joanne M. Hunter, she's come in and as well as Brian Ronan to help us to set up our sound. And these people are all seasoned Broadway people, Tony winning, and everyone is just excited to be able to be here and do something because exactly as you're saying, you know, no one's been able to do anything for a while and just to be able to get out and perform and do some stuff. Everyone's really excited to be able to come and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to do it some other times. But we're putting our all into just having fun and getting out there this weekend, as one of the first, I think we're the first show doing this, so we're really excited about it.
Well, I think it's great because not only is it great for the performers, but the public in general, I think is chomping at the bit because basically everything that the summer of 2020 has basically been canceled. Dutchess County is putting on three fireworks displays on the 4th, but other than that, just about everything under the sun has been canceled. And so this is a chance for people, and it's right here, right next door in Armenia, New York, at the Four Brothers Drive-In, to see these Broadway performers in the back of pickup trucks performing the show. I think it should be a lot of fun for everybody, and also doing it the way you're doing it, social distancing in the back of pickup trucks at a drive-in, makes it all the more fun and exciting.
Yes, absolutely.
Well,
I would say Marshall too that one of the songs that we had shared, Stronger Now, which just Playbill recently released it on the day that we were supposed to open, on May 27th. It's such an incredible anthem and so timely for right now, and I hope everyone gets a chance to hear it. But we will be, that's the finale of our show, and it's been, really well received because it's, you know, where we are right now. Everyone's had their experiences, and everyone's, you know, there's so much going on in the world right now, and it's a time for everybody to come together if we so choose. To come together and to rise above and become stronger now. So that's what we're celebrating, and we're excited to be here.
All right. That is this weekend at Four Brothers Drive-In in Armenia, Saturday, June 27th, Sunday, June 28th at 8 p.m. You get to see Super U Night. You get to see the show. Two movies after that. Plus, if you wear a cape, There's some prizes out there for you, and more information is available, of course, at playeatdrink.com. And Melissa, I want to thank you very much for joining us this morning, and thank you for seeking us out after we had the wrong number and calling in this morning.
No worries. And thank you to the truck driver on the New Jersey Turnpike.
That's right. All right. Have a great day.
Thank you, Marshall. You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
So that's Four Brothers Drive-In. Once again, Super Unite this weekend at playeatdrink.com if you want more information.